We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of The Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? It's very easy. Just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. You know, I'm pretty sure my wife and I made the right decision to get a new couch yesterday because... didn't spend a ton of money. I mean, I'm not into the business of spending a boatload on furniture. Always looking for deals. So we got right. a good deal so on it.
Where'd you go? Like a Macy's or something?
Just standard? Ordered it online. Just had it delivered. I don't even know.
That's dicey because you never know the quality.
That's true.
Yeah.
But again, you think I'm scouring the internet looking for furniture deals? Right. That's it. That Amy Allville, that is her lane. That is.
Oh, they love to do that.
She loves to do that. And I'm like, please do it. Because the last thing I want to do is try to comp couches and the matching chairs and the ottoman, whatever. This is my kryptonite. Living room, family room. Living room is less casual. Living room is more casual. Family room, more casual.
No, no.
More formal. Oh family room.
No. You're confused.
I told you.
How are you so clueless?
I told you.
Your family room is your casual room. Your living room is the one you never use.
Okay.
The
whatever.
Living room is the one, like, if you have a guest over
Here's how I always discern it. I talk about it in my house. I call it the piano room because that's where the piano is.
So that's your living room.
Living room. I told you. I always get it mixed up.
It's a little bit more formal furniture then.
Yes.
I would be my guess. Yeah.
Yes.
And you thought that was the place where everyone hangs out? What are you, an idiot? I don't understand cakes.
I told you. One of my kryptonites.
This guy doesn't know the inner loop or outer loop.
Again, one of my kryptonites is living room, family room. It's always going to be a thing. I don't know what to tell you. Okay? Right. I'm 50. It's not going to get any better.
Hold on. I'm going to guess this has to do with your upgrading. Your upbringing. So you lived in that split level in Bowie. I'm trying to think of your house.
Yeah.
And you guys always mostly hung out in the basement.
Right. Because we had an addition put on the house.
Yeah. I would guess that would be... So in his split level, his kitchen was upstairs.
Correct.
Right? And the room right off it, though, was really more of your living room, right? Because you didn't hang out there as much. You hung out downstairs.
Correct.
Yeah, so maybe that's why you're a little bit confused.
Okay, so there's a new couch.
I just remember walking into the Allville house one day. I don't know.
Right.
Probably, is his dad in his underwear?
I don't think he was there. I think it was just cakes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But I just remember Domino's pizza boxes being on the floor.
By the door.
Not a good look.
And they were empty. Yeah. They weren't full. There was no pizza in them.
Well, we might have been a little bit lazy in getting them out to the trash.
And I think you just threw the box down to the foyer right next to the door.
Well, that's disrespectful. Yeah.
And there were multiple boxes. I mean, I'm thinking it's not here. This is like a garbage pail, this place. It's like a dump.
You can't say that much, though, because, I mean, in Lanham, I wouldn't be surprised if there were pizza boxes by your door.
No, we never threw the box. No, we would just keep the boxes in cabinets. My mother would just store things in the cabinets, and they'd be 13 years old.
Like what?
Just like old soup cans. I mean, just old stuff.
Right, okay.
But we never threw the boxes on the floor. No, we couldn't do that.
All right, so get back to your furniture store.
So we got the couch, and the big question was, I asked Amy, I was like, are they bringing it into the house? Like, what's the deal? And she's like, no, they're just delivered
the door?
to the driveway. And I said, well, that is hurting. That means I have to bring it in. So I said, that is not happening. So I had the awkward back and forth with the guy from the Washington Wayfarers who showed up with the couch in my driveway. He came up to me, he goes, so where do you want it? I said, how about my piano room? The room that confuses me right as you walk in through the foyer. Like, it's three steps into the house.
Yeah.
And he's like, sure. And I slid him a 50 to split with the other two donks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Brought it right in. And I didn't have to get these soft, supple hands banged up, callus ridden. And he put it right in the piano room.
Right where you wanted it.
Exactly where I wanted it. And it's the best $50 I've spent all week.
Yeah.
Well, because if they going to do that anyway?
No, I think their deal is.
You have to pay extra for that.
Pay extra. I think if we did it online, it would have cost $124 for them to bring it in. But my wife said, that's finished. We're not paying that. We're just going to light up the guy in the driveway. And saved $75.
Mm-hmm. That's a great move.
That's what I did.
Great.
So I didn't have to lug it in with my son and bang with this beautiful model like hand on the door frame.
Now, did it fit through the door? No problem. You have like the two front doors, like we could open it and it could fit through easy, or they'd have to do some contortions.
Wait. Two front doors? What are you talking
about? Well, I have two front doors.
So I have one.
You open them both up and then you could get that in pretty easy.
I've got one door, and it made it through.
It did make it through.
Was it easy to get the couch through the door? Were they struggling?
Well, it was easy for me to watch them get it through the door.
It took
30 seconds. It wasn't bad.
Right.
And they had to climb up a few steps and wedge it in, and it was good.
And then did you sit in, or do you like the couch? How's the quality of it?
I think the quality is, what am I, a furniture expert? Here's what I do know. It's better than the old couch, which is my next point, which must be the worst couch on the planet because we had to schedule a special pickup for it. It's down on the curb near the trash.
Where nobody wants it.
Where it belongs. And I brought it out there yesterday with my son at around 11 o'clock. And I was like, somebody's going to take this. Even though it's clearly trash. Somebody will pick it up because I live on the busiest road in Montgomery County, busier than the Beltway, busier than New Hampshire Avenue. Somebody's going to spot this old piece of trash and say, well, I can like put that in my garage or I can put that in the worst room of my house, maybe. It's still there.
Nobody wants it,
which makes me realize, it was time. Now, I'm a squeaker. I don't like to spend money on furniture, but it makes me realize that is confirmation that It was that couch's time to go.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it was done.
If your wife posted it on Facebook Marketplace for $25 or $40, whatever you wanted to sell it for, someone would come pick it up.
If anybody's interested, it's out in front of my house now for $0. Yeah. If you want a terrible couch like that wouldn't even look good in a frat house.
Just ugly?
At this point.
Is it just ugly?
I mean, it's just like a big, like, leather couch or pleather. I'm sure it's not real leather. But it's starting to show signs of wear and tear. Like, it was time for it to go.
Right.
It was time for that thing to be retired.
Well, you know, when we moved into this house, it was about 2005, right? So it was like 16 years ago, and we redid everything. And I still kind of walk around and feel like, you should have seen the kitchen. The kitchen was built in the 60s before, right? And we redid it, and it made it look like a modern kitchen. So I look at it, and to me, it still looks like a nice new kitchen in my dumb brain. My wife looks at it, and she thinks it looks just awful, and she's sick of it. And she wants to redo the kitchen. And I'm thinking, how often do people redo kitchens? We just did that 16 years ago. I guess that sounds like a long time.
These people, they redo their kitchen once.
Right.
I am not putting another dime into that kitchen. That is not happening.
What about you guys, Lurch? Your wife is big into all that.
Yeah, 16 years is a long time.
So I have to get all new cabinets and new
at least
granite
paint them.
And all that crap.
What color are the cabinets?
We did a combo. So we have some that are white and some that are dark.
Yeah,
did a whole thing.
Might have to repaint them. kind of makes the kitchen look new if you just repaint the cabinets. I don't know what your countertops are.
But his countertops are going to look outdated.
No, yeah, your countertops are probably silly granite.
I know granite's done.
Granite's out now, Drab?
You got some brown and black granite thing?
No, it's black with some, I don't know.
The granite's
it's black.
Fine.
It's got a little splash of stuff inside it, whatever it
go
is.
Go look at all the Van Meter homes they're building. They probably don't look anything like your kitchen. A lot of white.
They look silly.
It's a lot of white.
Mine's white. I got white cabinets, and on the middle part, it's brown.
What about the floor?
Island part.
What about the floor? Is that wood?
They're silly hardwoods. They got hardwoods throughout.
Yeah, you might need to replace those.
She just looks at them as old. And, you know, in like, 16 years, the kids will, bump into it, and, your cabinets get little nicks here and there. We don't even have pets.
It's called upkeep, my friend. Harry Homer.
I know.
Harry homeowner.
To me, it still
upkeep.
Looks silly. To me, it still looks good.
Well, I know. Oh, you do, because
yeah.
You don't really care.
Yeah, it looks
good. To me, it looks good.
It's plenty good.
Yeah.
Trust me. It's
although
plenty
good. Problem that I'm having is that dumb refrigerator is, it's hanging on by a thread, right?
And is this the super fancy Sub-Zero?
Yeah. And the thing is we did one of those deals where we made it. We got like the wood paneling or whatever on it. And so it's like a custom thing. And so half of it is like our pantry and the other half is like the fridge. Once the fridge goes, it's a 16-year-old thing. They don't make that fridge anymore. They don't make exact size anymore.
No way.
So it's dawning on me that whole wall unit thing is going to have to be redone whenever we get a new fridge. Right?
Correct.
We're Dunsky.
Yes,
Dunsky. Because you can't just slide in a fridge because it's all behind wood paneling and all next to the pantry. And everything is all connected.
Hey, my advice to you, do more live reads to pay for that new upgrade in your kitchen.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep patching it, the fridge.
But see, here's the deal, Cakes.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to get paid for the live reads. I thought I was going to get paid for them today, and I didn't.
Oh, you look.
Hey, it's always an adventure.
It's just a big question mark.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I just don't know. We're doing them for free?
Well, hold on. The way we get paid is weird. So, every other paycheck has your live reads.
Yeah, but this month we're getting paid three times, so maybe they're waiting until the last one.
Oh, we do get paid three times this month?
2nd, 16th, 30th. Boom.
Oh, look at
see,
you.
He's got that down. He's got that on lockdown, EB. You know that.
He's all
anytime
over
there's an extra paycheck in a calendar in a month, he's going to know about it.
So hopefully they're waiting to pay for it on the 30th.
Oh,
but I'm not that happy because I was hoping to see it today.
You wanted to make that extra trip to the bank today.
And Cakes was too, by the way.
Cakes. I was because I asked about it.
Don't get twisted. Cakes
I asked
looking
about
at
it during the break.
Yeah, right.
Because I've yet to look at my pay nub.
All right, why don't we do this? So it's 7:45 or so. We're going to give out our 6-game parlay or whatever. Are we down to 5?
No, Valdez texted his in.
Oh, Valdez wants to get in on the mix. All right, so we got Valdez back. So it'll be a 6-game parlay. We're going to do that 7:45. When we come back, we want to get in Cakes and we get in the Nats and the Corbin deal. Maybe let's try to touch with people a little bit. Are there any Nats fans out there that are concerned? I started to get some tweets about it last night about Patrick Corbin. Is this a thing? Are we counting the 50-game sprint last year and sort of how he struggled and how it's like seemingly bleeding into the season? Or are we just throwing that out and just think, you know what, he's going to go back to being silly? I don't know.
He's a long way from being silly.
Right.
Let's put it that
way. All right, so we'll touch on that a little bit. We'll go through his lines here and see what he's been doing lately. 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Junk's 25th anniversary is presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. You can go to thefandc.com. You can catch our weekly throwback podcast sponsored by PenFed. Take a little trip back in the Junk's time machine, so that's a cool thing to check out. So do that. Listen to the podcast, and thanks again to our friends at PenFed Credit Union for all of their support.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, so I'm looking at the stats here for Corbin. And look, this year, the guy's pitched six innings, okay? So I'm not going to make a big leap about this. He's 0-2, he's got an ERA of 21. All right, he struggled. But this is, you know, they had the COVID thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just weird. I think the guys were 7 or 8, 9 days or whatever it was, right, where they weren't able to work out. Let's just assume that's part of it. And then I looked at his game log last year.
Yeah.
And frankly, I don't think it was that horrible. So he, you know, he was 2-7 with a 4.6 ERA. He only had 11 starts. He had 3 of those 11 starts, he gave up 5 or more runs. I mean, it's not great.
He led the league last year in hits allowed.
He gave up a lot of hits, but there are, you know, most of the outings he gave up 1 earned run, 3 earned runs, 1 earned run, and 5. Then 3 earned runs, 2 earned runs, 2 earned runs, then 5, then 2, then 7, then 3. So, I mean, he was up and down, but he had some good outings too.
All right. He wasn't a complete forest fire last year, but his ERA was near 5. I mean, he just wasn't very good.
Now 4.6.
Now, all
let's
the
be
team,
fair.
I mean, a lot of teams just kind of punted it because if you got up to a bad start, you know, guys opted out. And you know, I don't know how serious these
it
guys are.
It was just weird. Yeah.
Yeah. And this year, you're right. I mean, off to a bad start, maybe COVID has something to do with it.
Only 6 innings. I mean, he should have been more because he's had 2 starts.
But this is what I would be concerned about, all right? Not just Corbin, but remember the last time Strassi pitched, the Cardinals scored 9 runs in an inning, and he's down there in the tunnel going like this,
right,
pulling at his shoulder.
You have to wonder about that.
All right, so now you got 2 pitchers, Corbin, who just can't get anybody out, and you got Strassi going like this with his shoulder. That's what I do when I'm 50, all right? I'm doing right. that with my shoulder every day. All right, that's what I would be concerned about right now with
and
the Nats.
Also, and Joe Ross isn't going to keep having outings like he's had the first 2. They've been great. They've been awesome. Yeah. But at some point, he's going to regress, don't you think? I mean,
Maybe he has a good year. Who knows? I mean, he's been pitching lights out.
But he's like, you decent.
Definitely decent, but you can't rely on like him replicating his first 2 starts throughout the season. There's gonna be a rocky road somewhere with him too.
Probably, but also last night, you know, Corbin was terrible in the first inning, gave up 3 spot, and then the Nats bounce back, and they come back and take the lead. Castro hits the bomb to make it 4-3, and you're thinking, okay, all right, this is gonna be a high scoring game, but maybe Corbin settles down. Next inning, he came out and he loaded the bases. Andrew Young hits the bomb. It's, you know, they scored 7 in the inning, I think. Was it 7? Yeah. So it's 10-4, end of 2, and you're like, game over. You know?
Right. And then you're taxing your bullpen.
Yeah.
That hurts. That hurts you overall, too.
Well, I would say this. I'm probably.
So you're not as concerned as some people.
I'm not as concerned yet. It's way too early. And I think when you look at the numbers from last year, I mean, it wasn't like he was in 19. You know, when he was so dominant and they were bringing him in relief in the playoffs and all that. But I just think it's just one of those deals. But Strauss, I'm a little bit concerned with. But I think also Strauss has earned our trust, right, at this point. He has these injury things. They always pop up every year, it seems like. And he typically finds his way. He works his way out of it. Now, last year he didn't. They just shut him down. But last year was like a total nothing year.
Right.
Just throw it out. So, you know, we had Mike on the show, what is it, on Tuesday or Monday, and he said he's already seen him throw 94 this spring. He's still got some in there. He's just, you know, it's early season stuff.
Okay. Let's see. All right. The optimist says
I'm trying to be optimistic.
The optimist says it's still early. Let's let these guys get back to full strength. They're not at full strength yet.
Not going to make large generalizations on six innings that Patrick Corbin's.
All right, but what happens if in Corbin's third start he goes out there and gets, you know, five runs in two innings?
I don't know. The guy's pretty nasty when he's
when he's 100%. On when he's on point. Yeah. The slider's wipeout, no doubt. Yeah. But he's hitting guys now. He's walking guys. How many walks did he have last night?
I don't know.
Four or five.
Right, and Davey commented it's not like him to hit batters. Like, that's weird to see Corbin do that.
Yeah. Right. And look, the guy that they were going against last night, Merrill Kelly, he's been terrible this year. His ERA's 8.5. And he got the win. And he gave up 6 runs and 9 hits in 6 innings. He got the win. So they were pounding him. But when your pitcher gives up 10, I mean, you got no shot.
All right, let's go to the phones here. 800-636-1067. Oh, he did? Brad dropped. All right, if you're concerned, let us know. I'm not concerned yet. It's still early. I'm optimistic. But I know that some people are really starting to get frustrated. I was starting to get some tweets yesterday. And, I'll be honest, I didn't even really realize that Corbin had as much struggles as he did last year. But I think, you know, when you look at it, it wasn't horrible.
If there was a box to check that said slightly concerned, I would check the slightly concerned box.
Now, yeah,
I
know slightly concerned.
I know it's early. It's a very small sample size. But if he has, you know, another two or three similar to what he did last night, then you're checking the concerned box. Yeah. If he goes a month with bad starts.
Correct.
Well,
but that's a little far off in the distance.
I expect Max to be good. Right, he's still got the homer bugaboo.
Do you think Max pitches well tonight?
Yes,
I think he pitches well tonight.
Yeah, I think he pitches well tonight too.
I think they get a win tonight. Look, the D-backs were struggling. You know, they got a pretty good lineup when they're on point, but they've been struggling on the mound. They've been giving up some runs.
Right,
and you know, if they come in here and take 3 out of 4, yeah, I'd probably check that box, that slightly concerned box, especially.
Jason,
if Strassi loses again.
I know it's early, but our win total bet on the Dodgers is looking pretty good.
Oh, they're so good.
With 11, they're 11-2 at this point, sprinting out of the gate.
They're gonna win 112 games.
Oh, with the Dodgers?
Well, then we're gonna win that with just so easily.
Yeah.
How are you doing so far on your wagers? Like,
well,
the Dodgers
obviously doing great. They're 11-2. We got them on the over. Nats 3-7 doesn't look great right now, but it's early. We got them over 84. Another one that we're looking good on is the Rockies under 65. They're 3-10.
Perfect.
We have the Oakland Athletics under, and they're 6-7. They're 1-5 straight. Not great for us.
No, that's not.
You know, we're probably looking 500-ish. So far, we've got the Yankees over, and they're off to a bad start. They're 5-7. So we've got to get them
over.
What is
that number they have to hit?
94.5, 95, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So, we're hit or miss on a couple. But our big bets are the Dodgers and the Nats. Those are our biggest ones.
Well, the good thing for the Nats, at least in their division, is nobody's running away with it early. I mean, it's a pretty muddled mess so far. I mean, what, they're 12 or 13 games for some teams. Nats have only played 10.
Yeah.
The Mets are leading at 5-3.
Yeah, that division's just going to be just a grind the entire year because most of those teams are pretty even.
Right. You know? I see here in the hangout that my guy, the pitching guru guy, Chris O'Leary, is going to join us on Monday. And I always get a kick out of him. He's one of the guys that kind of popularized the idea of the inverted W. Mm-hmm. And then he has kind of evolved it into timing issues. And his whole philosophy is sort of when guys, where their arms are at foot plant. You know, are they flat? Are they up? You know, do they point the baseball at second base or do they have it up? And he likes the old classic, the Nolan Ryans, the Bob Gibsons, even Verlander in the prime of his careers. He likes pitchers to kind of model those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll come on
that'll
Monday.
That'll be interesting because we'll talk about Strassi because Strassi, I think, pitches Sunday.
Yeah.
And
we'll see how he does.
We'll see how he does. You know,
but then he can also chime in on Corbin, though, too. Maybe he's saying something to Corbin. I don't know. You know, he always talks about how the guys open up, if they open up too soon or if they're pulling too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got all these theories.
Right.
And, you know, he's often criticized. People attack him.
People think he's a crackpot.
Yeah.
He's an old
But I
term.
Get a kick out of him. I get a kick out of him, man. And so we'll have him on Monday, and he could be a good I don't know, just sounding board for the Corbin stuff. All right, Drabby, no one's concerned about Patrick Corbin trying to get some
They're either unconcerned or they just don't flat out don't care.
Did they right. allow more fans last night to the stadium than they did on the opener?
Well, I thought they maybe. I mean, I know that they,
yeah, they
the
did.
Number has been moved up
it
to
was,
10K,
okay.
I think.
It
right?
just didn't look like they had. It didn't look like a ton of people.
The upper deck had some more people.
Oh,
that's
did.
Where they okay. letting people in.
I got you.
Uh-huh. Are you a guy that goes to games, Cody?
Yeah, I like going to games.
Do you go to the game in like cakes and you do the 50-50 and all that? You make sure you get in on that every
yeah,
time?
Absolutely.
Oh, he has to. Yeah. I mean, they right. any sort of gambling that's offered, he's going to be in the mix. Of course
right.
he is.
Did you wear one of your jerseys, Cody, when you went?
Of course I wore one of my jerseys.
Which one did you wear?
Juan Soto.
You wore Soto. Now,
it has
Chinese
an A on
jersey?
The end. It says Soda instead of Soto.
Yeah,
so
correct.
You got
yes.
it for 80%
yes.
off.
But right. you guys, with Corbin, I think it's like one of two things. I think it's either mechanical issues or I think he's injured. Because you can, when you see a guy and he's not performing, it's one of those two things usually. Or it's a third thing of mental. But
this
I think
could be confidence, yeah.
Yeah, what
confidence.
He's going to do, I think, is going to go back and watch tape of himself from a few years ago and see what he was doing differently, time it all up, sync it, and then his pitching coach is going to get him back on track. Because we can argue that his best pitch is his slider. So that could just
right.
be
it is
a
his
grip.
Best pitch.
Yeah, yeah, and it could be a grip thing. He could have had more pressure on his index finger than he has now, and that totally changes his pitch and how he goes about batters.
Well, we'll see.
You don't think he's mastered his grip yet? You think even at the major league level, little subtle grip things are still an issue?
Well, Curt Schilling, what he used to do is when he was on a hot streak, he would literally mm-hmm. get a Sharpie and draw on the ball where his fingers were when he was doing his best. So that way when he ever slumped, he would go back to that ball where his fingers were and then try to get back on track.
Cody's a big old baseball nerd.
He's a seam head, right?
Look
he
at
played
this.
Baseball at his Division
well,
IX
you know,
school.
Well, you know, FP was talking
right?
about Corbin last night, and he said he didn't look like he was firing through, you know, and just kind of exploding through the pitch.
FP was saying that?
FP was saying that. So whatever he noticed, it looked like he uh-huh. was kind of hesitant once he was releasing the ball and he wasn't throwing it at 100%. I mean, that could be a confidence thing, or maybe he's just not.
It could be an injury thing.
Well, maybe his stamina is not there either yet. You
that's
know?
True, too.
So we'll see in his third start if that
was he one of the
corrected.
Guys that actually had COVID, or did he just get shut down because the team got shut down? Do we
he
know?
Just says he was placed on the IL as part of COVID-19 protocols.
So he could have been one of the contact tracing guys. Or
could have been.
Listen, I know, guys, you know, when you get COVID, you know, you get over it and you're okay, but it takes a while to get your stamina back, quite a while.
I think Lester had it, and uh-huh. it'll be interesting to see if Lester can come back. It might take him two or three starts
right?
You know, to come back and look 100%.
We all know it took Ovi a while to heat up after he came off the Caps COVID list.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Ovi, Kuzi, and Orlov, those guys all started heating up at around the same time.
Mm-hmm,
so maybe right. it is just a stamina thing, and they have to get, you know, get back into their routines that they've been missing while they're sidelined.
I know yeah. Stevie
Harrison
had a bunch
talked
of team,
about it too. Harrison talked
Stevie
about
had a bunch
it.
Of yeah. teammates that had it, and they it looks like Maris is finally going to get ramped up next week. They're going to like one day of practice, and then they're going to have a game.
Hmm.
And he said, Dad, we got like seven guys that had COVID. They can't even run three laps. You know, they were only sick for a couple days, but you know. they're still getting their endurance back. So
does that mean
if
that's a home game, are you going back up to call it?
Yeah, I gotta make sure I didn't get fired. But yeah, I gotta mm-hmm. go back. I'm gonna go up on Monday. I'll broadcast from New York on Tuesday.
Gotcha.
And then I gotta get up at 4 a.m. and go to JP's mom's thing Wednesday morning. I gotta bring
right.
a suit to Poughkeepsie.
Right.
Maybe I'll put it on at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday morning. I don't even know what I'm going to do. But I think I'm going to have to leave at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. All right, so when we come back, we're going to do the 6-game parlay.
Yeah, do you have your game?
I've got mine. Did you
Everyone's
have yours?
Got theirs. Yeah, I think I got something here.
All right.
It looks pretty I'll explain my bet, and you tell me, Jason. This just seems too easy to me.
We've already talked about the game I'm going to do, but
we'll
get to it when we come back. Anyway, I got to tell you about golf. I love golf, and golf season, of course, is here. I'm supposed to play three times next week. Hopefully the weather holds up. Go to the source for the best selection in clubs, apparel, shoes, and more. Golfdom. Our good friends over there. Buddy Christensen's my boy. Golfdom is fully stocked with the latest in clubs, including the Callaway, Apex, DCB Irons, and the Epic Woods. Shop all the new stylish clothing for on and off the course. Peter Millard, G4, Jay Lindbergh, Lululemon, and more. And for the new golfers, Golfdom's got a great package set option to get you started. Golfdom is located in Tysons, or it's right off the Beltway, or you can check them out online, golfdomgolf.com. Golfdom, live the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. John Feinstein will join us for his weekly hit at 8 o'clock for Fridays with Feinstein. But before that, we're going to try to catch lightning in a bottle. We're going to try to hit our six-leg parlay. I believe we're 0-10 at this point.
We're going to hit it, Cake.
At some point, we will hit it. But, I mean, I'm thinking more and more we might need an entire calendar year to do it, to make it happen. But maybe this is the weekend.
It's going to be when we least suspect it.
Okay.
We're just going to sleep on it one weekend, and we're going to realize we're like 4-for-4, and we have like one or two more legs to sweat out, and we're going to hit it.
I hope you're right, sir. I hope it's this weekend.
Yeah.
All right, so it's going to be all of us and Valdez picking from home, and we'll have Cody. Can you remind us, Dravy? I know I lost last week. Can you remind us how we did last week individually? Do you remember at all?
Yeah, I've got it written down.
I know I was a big fat loser.
Yeah, I could bring it up here, but
Cody, what did you? Cody, I think you hit.
I think it was me, Cakes, and the caller got it right,
and everybody else got it wrong. Dravy got it wrong.
Here it is, right here.
Yeah.
All right, I took the Nats +280 against the Dodgers, and they lost. I think they lost 1-0.
Yeah, you just like the value on that one. Right?
Yeah, it was +2. Right. I didn't love it, but you know, I had to take it.
I did the same thing.
Drabby had the two team. Drabby had the in-game parlay, same-game parlay. He had Zach LaVine and the Bulls win. He lost that.
Right, Zach LaVine scored 100 points and the Bulls lost.
All right, so it was essentially a seven-game parlay. Let's see. Cakes had the Wiz money line against the Warriors winner. Bickle had Rory to beat Rahm. He was just chopping wood the entire week, so he had
terrible.
No shot. He was +340 there. Mookie Betts had the Caps Sabres over 5.5 winner, and then the listener had the Rangers over the Islanders winner.
All right, so how are we going to do this? Are we going to spin the wheel, and Lurch is going to pick, or what are we going to do? Who wants to go first? Cakes, why don't you go?
I think we spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel?
I think tradition.
Let's just do Valdez's here.
Okay.
Because this is already – we can't
find the wheel
it.
Anyway, though, Cody, because we'll spin the wheel after Valdez.
And these are all, of course, based on FanDuel numbers. We are putting the bet in on FanDuel.
Yes, correct.
All right. On the app. All right. So what's Valdez?
His is Luka tonight to make – what is it? 4 +3-pointers.
Ooh, so over is... 4.
Right, Luka to make
it's
four.
It's +162. It's under the same game parlay tab.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
You could do that just for one bet. That's fine. You don't have to have it. Well, I guess we're going to put it in a parlay, but not necessarily the same game parlay.
I mean, that's the type of bet where if he has two or three in the first quarter, you feel really good about it. But like if at halftime he only has one, you're going to be really sweating that one through the second half.
Right. All right. What is the average per game? What is the average? About 2.5, 3?
I don't know.
3-pointers? He's got to hit 4.
I'm not JP. I'm not obsessed with Luka. I'd have to actually look that up.
Right, right. All right, spin the wheel, Cody, if you have it.
Rick, you keep saying that. We barely know how to get the mics on.
Okay, no worries.
So he's struggling?
We can do it.
We don't need where Valdez keeps all this stuff.
Okay.
All right, Cakes, you go
next. I will lead off. Baseball Cakes is making an appearance. I don't know why, because I've picked the last 2 weeks have been good to me picking NBA winners. I picked the Hornets and I picked the Wizards to win outright the last 2 weeks. They've both hit. But I'm veering away from that. Baseball Cakes has looked at the card, and I can't believe I'm doing this. This is more of a tingle play than anything. But I like the number that I'm getting. I'm going to take the Marlins to win on the money line at home against the Giants at plus 130. I just don't feel like I can pass up a plus 130 home dog. I like that number. I like home teams catching points or catching good odds. San Francisco's starting a road trip. First game on the East Coast. Maybe they're a little bit weary from the trip. Their pitching is clearly better than the Marlins. Is it DeSclafani? Is that how you pronounce his name, Jason?
Yeah, Anthony, yes.
Yeah, he fanned 8 Rockies in his last outing. He was really good. But I think he's going to stumble in Miami tonight. Take the Marlins plus 130 to win against the Giants.
Marlins 1-5 at home so far this year, so they got to start winning at home.
I told you, it's more of a tingle play than anything. I just like the number, Jason. I can't get away from it.
Giants off to a pretty good start. They're 8-4. I know they weren't expected to certainly win the division and or make the playoffs, so they're playing better. They're playing better than expected, so maybe they come back down to earth. All right, it's in. All right, so Bickle, I'll play, and I've already talked about this. I don't love the play. I just like Max Scherzer, and I think Max pitches well tonight against Taylor Widener of the D-backs. Widener's a relief pitcher, but he did get a start his last appearance. I think he pitched 5 innings. He did get a win, but he's a young kid, and I just think that the lineup's going to hit him tonight, and Max is going to pitch well enough to get this win. I think their bats are going to start heating up quickly. And it kind of did last night, but Corbin put him in a hole. So I'm going to take Max at home. Now, he's minus 210 to win. I don't care about that. I'll lay the 2-1 for the 6th game or so. I'm going to take Max Scherzer and the Nats tonight against the D-backs, 7-05.
Hey, we're just trying to get a W. Just trying to check the box. We're trying to get 6 check marks here, Cakes,
correct,
to hit this sucker.
That's the goal. That's
all
what we're looking for.
I'm going to – I don't love this, but explain to me this. So – the Pellies are favored, I think, -2, right, over the Wiz. That's what I see. But why am I getting – you can narrow it down, and you could just bet win margin, right? So I can just get the Pelicans to win between by 1 and 10 points. And it's much better odds, right, plus 180. Now, if they win by 11 or more or they lose, you're screwed, obviously. But I think I like that. I'll just take the Pelicans to win by between 1 and 10 points. And I get plus 180 on that, Jason. So if you can find that in the win margin column there.
I see it. Yep.
Yeah. So I'll take the Pellies. You know, when you look at the Pellies, I mean, they're basically the same as the Wizards. The records are somewhat similar. They're 25-30. They're 5-5 in their last 10. Mm-hmm. Zion's having a great year. Brandon Ingram. Lonzo Ball's having very decent year. So I'll take the Pellies just to win between 1 and 10 points, plus 180.
All right, that's in, plus 180.
I feel like that's good value.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the Wiz is they're playing pretty well right now.
I know, but you know? That and they're can't just, continue.
Have they won
they
4 continue. Out of 5 and Westbrook gets tripped
continue.
Up?
Yeah, do theory.
I get it. It's just tough to look at the schedule with the Wiz now and go, yeah, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win, that's a loss. Yeah. Because
no, it's tough, but
they're in one of those streaks.
Yeah.
All right, but if you like it, that's your gut.
That's my gut. That's my gut.
All right, Drabby.
Who's next?
Drabby, who do you like?
All right, I got a pick that I'm not going to do to you guys, but I know it's a winner. It's a Formula One pick, a plus 650, but you guys will have a heart attack.
Just do it.
Well, not if it hits. We don't care.
If that's your squeaky leaner, just do it.
All right, then I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with it because
go ahead.
It's either that or we pick Jake Paul to lose, Eric.
I don't know much about this donk that he's fighting. What is Ben this Ben Askren? What's his deal?
He's an MMA fighter. He's like 50 years old.
Well, isn't he going to kill him?
No, because it's boxing. And Ben Askren, he's a wrestler, so he doesn't know how to box. And he's been, you know, he's been knocked out in fights. He's like probably like
who do you
30s.
Think Zach's going to win?
Well, Jake Paul's like minus, I think, 160 or 190 or something.
Oh, he's a heavy fave.
Yeah, because he pummeled Nate Robinson.
Right.
So I think
but Nate Robinson's not a fighter. He's a basketball player. I mean, this guy's at least a professional fighter. He may be a bad boxer relative to professionals.
Yeah, but all the Luke Thomases out there are really hyping up Jake Paul, calling him the next Kimbo, that this guy, he's no longer a sideshow freak. That he's
really?
Actually legit talent. So I'm getting nervous about that. So I'm going to stick with my plus 650 in Formula One, all right? Charles Leclerc, he's a driver for Ferrari. This is Ferrari's home track. Ferrari was awful last year. The podium finish is plus 650, I believe, for Leclerc. Almost
That's always
guaranteed.
Just got to be top three?
Top three. Almost guaranteed. He finished fourth in practice today. So he's right there. The odds are too great to pass him.
All right, so
I do like plus 650. He's not going to lie about that.
When does that one happen?
So
will that be one of the last bets of the parlay?
So everybody will be waking up early Sunday morning if it's depending on that.
All right, so hold on.
If we go 5 for 5 and that's the last one, I'll watch it.
Or hedge.
I put it all in. Have we got Cody's yet?
Well, hold on a second. I got to find this stupid bet.
All right,
top three.
Motor racing and then Formula One and then podium finish. His name's Charles Leclerc, plus 650.
There's a little wiggle room there. He doesn't have to win the damn thing. He just has to finish top three. All right. I don't hate it.
What's the guy's name? Leclerc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are all over the place. I mean,
all right, Jason's putting
I'm sure he's ever heard that name before.
Cody, who do you like while he's looking for that?
All right. So I'm going to go with the Pirates Brewers over 8.5. In their last five meetings, the over is 3-1-1. This is game one of a series. They're going to come out hot. There's two pitchers I've never heard of before, so maybe they're going to give up some runs.
Right.
8.5, going over.
You're going over the 8.5 in the Pirates game, Jason.
Yep, so in Milwaukee.
Did you find the
All right, hold on.
Dome's going to close.
I find it slightly disturbing that Cody Betts is saying 8.5 instead of 8.5.
It's not 8.5. It's 8.5.
I mean, he's steeped in betting jargon.
I mean, you're a baseball
guy. It's
kind of
like saying Queen King.
Yeah.
You don't say that, do you?
Come on, Cody. You're better than that.
You don't say you have King Ace.
I just want to make sure there's no miscommunication.
Right.
8.5. Over.
Big old baseball nerd.
All right, so Leclerc is plus 650, correct?
Yeah. Right.
Yes, a podium finish for him.
All right, you finally got that one. Now go find the over in the Pirates game.
I got that in. All right, $6 pays us on FanDuel. $6 pays us $2,102.
Nice.
Oh.
Do we like that? Is that juicy enough, Cakes?
Love it.
That's pretty tasty. And just to quickly recap,
the bet is in.
Drab has Leclerc with a podium finish in some wackadoo F1 race. At plus 650. I have the Marlins winning over the Giants. That's plus 130. Jason's taking the Nats. They're minus 210 to beat the D-backs. EB is betting that the Pels are going to win by 1 to 10 points over the Wiz. That's at plus 180. Cody likes Pirates and Brewers to score over 8.5 runs. And Valdez likes Luka. Is it over 3.5 three-pointers? Is that the bet,
over
Drab?
Over four.
So he's got to hit
five?
Four plus made three, so I guess a four would just be a push, and it would turn into a
five-game
parlay.
So he needs five three-balls
for him
to win that bet. So
he needs five. So he's plus 162 on that.
So we'll put that up a bit later at Junks Radio on Twitter.
By the way, Bickle, if the Pellies win by 11, you lose.
I understand.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So you can either put that bet in or you can fade us, and hopefully one way or another, you can win a bunch of money. When we come back, we're going to be joined by our friend John Feinstein. It's Fridays with Feinstein next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.